Ignition is the first new album in 18 years by the Zion, Illinois band Shoes. The three original members, brothers Jeff and John Murphy and guitarist Gary Klebe, wrote and recorded the album in a home studio. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Shoes have retained the pop rock rigor the band has demonstrated since it first started releasing records in the 1970s.
They made do-it-yourself records in the 70s before DIY became an indie music biz catchphrase. They were indie when that phrase still implied too marginal to be signed to a major label. Shoes, two brothers plus two friends, formed in 1974 in Zion, Illinois, as self-taught musicians who wanted to do something besides get a 9-to-5 after high school. They may have ended up having to join the day job workforce, but for nearly 40 years, Shoes have cobbled together albums like stubborn craftsmen who know their trade is at once outmoded and valuable. At this point, they're so aware of this that they can risk self-criticism by titling a new song, Diminishing Returns. Like so many four-piece bands that emerged in the wake of the Beatles, Shoes believed that they were making potential hit singles and managed to convince one major label of the same thing and to sign them for three albums. Elektra Records, home of bands such as The Doors, Metallica, and more to their point, The Cars. But there was no swagger to Shoes' music, no new wave gloss. America, unlike Britain, has rarely fallen in love with Beatle-influenced pop music makers. And so Shoes has gone its sometimes lonely way, swapping out drummers regularly, even as brothers Jeff and John Murphy and guitarist-singer Gary Klebe continued to write and release albums with increasing infrequency. By now, they've become philosophical, as on the Klebe song that leads off the album, Head Versus Heart, which can be heard as an argument for going with what you love versus what you think might sell better. Decades ago, Shoes could fill their harmonies and multi-track vocals with syllables about pining for love or being jilted. Words and ideas were never a big impetus to make music. Lyrics were excuses to make sounds of muted yearning or muted joy. Now middle-aged men for whom puppy love would be an unseemly song subject, Shoes' music has become even more abstract and, significantly, their song lengths longer. They're taking their pleasure in extending riffs, rather than hew to power pop brevity. Sometimes the songs on Ignition flame out before they end. It's an uneven album, but it's also an ambitious one. Since you went away, there's a sadness every day in my That song, called Out of Round, is about a premature death, sung from the point of view of a devastated spouse. By itself, addressing such subject matter isn't a guarantee of a successfully rendered song. But hearing Jeff Murphy's keening vocal, set against a more languid yet still surging melody, with an atypical production sound that drapes the guitars around the lyric like a shroud, it's impressive. Now in their fifth decade, sitting in their Illinois home studio, Shoes are making do-it-yourself music sound not like obsession or compulsive habit, but more like endless pleasure that hard work and passion can combine to yield sparks.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Ignition, the new album from the band Shoes. You can view the video of their song In On Ya at our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.
Rolling off your tongue, passing through your lips. Words are only words. Without some feeling, they can't be heard.
You gotta say it like you mean it.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Fred Snyder, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.